Gentlemen, reverting back to our public hearings that we heard, our first one was conditional use number 1971, Greg H. Johnson.
Gentlemen, I had Mr. Robertson at my request prepared a motion for approval without objection. I'll read it into the record. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1971 for Greg and Johnson for a countertop manufacturing business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is on a site that was previously used as a shrimp farm. This is the redevelopment of that commercial shrimp facility. The use will be within the existing buildings on the site. Number three, the location near the intersection of U.S. Route 13 and Whitesville Road is appropriate for this use. The property has frontage on U.S. 13, but vehicular access is via Whitesville Road. Four, the use will have no adverse impact on traffic, neighboring properties, or the community. In addition, all the countertop fabrication will be inside, and there will not be any excessive noise generated from the use. Penmanship may not have been Mr. Robinson's.
Everybody here has experienced that, I can tell you.
Number five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Number six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be for the fabrication of retail sales shall occur on the site. B, the hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. C, delivery shall occur only during hours of operation. D, there shall not be any formal displays or countertops on the site. There shall not be any outside storage of countertops within 200 feet of U.S. Route 13. E, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. F, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. G, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, all parking areas shall comply with the zoning code, and the parking areas and material storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1971, Greg N. Johnson, for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations indicated by Mr. Ross. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.